Genesis 1:3, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. We're not trying to make a chronological study of Jesus in the Bible, so it might appear that we're backtracking a little since we discussed Jesus in the Garden of Eden in our previous devotional, but these devotionals are, well, devotional. So we'll make connections in ways that aren't always in biblical order. And while discussing Jesus in the Garden of Eden, walking with Adam in the cool of the day in Genesis 3:8, we can now go back to the first day during creation week and see something about Jesus that I think is just a fascinating biblical truth. The Bible says in Genesis 1:3, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." And I've seen children's books and even adult level material illustrate this verse with pictures of the sun. But this is not the sun giving light, because the sun isn't made until day 4, as we read in Genesis 1:16-19, "And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day." There's no getting around the fact that the greater light to rule the day is the sun, and if the sun isn't made until the fourth day, then what is this light that God spoke into existence to shine all around the earth back on the first day in Genesis 1:3? This so-called problem has produced some very mistaken explanations that have been made for thousands of years. Some try to explain this by saying that the light on day 1 is the same as day 4, but that the light was blocked by the firmament until day 4. But that's not what the text says. It says that on day 4, God made two great lights. It doesn't say God cleared the sky for two great lights, or anything of the sort. And other texts, like Psalm 74:16, tell us that the original light and the sun are not the same. When we read, as it says, "The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun." So what does the Bible say about this light that is not the same as the sun? And it doesn't originate with the sun. Well, John 1:1-5 gives us the answer. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him," this is Jesus, "the Word, was life. And the life was" what? "The light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." And then in verse 7, it says about John the Baptist that he came to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. And note the capital L, referring to Jesus. Later, John 8:12 tells us that, "Then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world." And we tend to only think of that in spiritual terms, but it's more than just a spiritual truth. It is an eternal reality of the nature of Jesus. The psalmist describes the Lord in Psalm 104:2, quote, "Who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain." This is a commentary on the work of Jesus in creation back in Genesis 1. And until sin entered the garden, his light filled the whole earth with glory. Even the night sky didn't darken the earth as it would have glowed brighter than a full moon with a cloudless sky. But that glory was lost when Adam sinned and brought death and darkness into the world, and mankind suffers under the curse and will continue to suffer until Jesus returns. And when Jesus does return, he will restore the glory of the Garden of Eden to the earth, as we're told in Revelation 21:10-11. "And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal." That's not the sun, that's the light of Jesus. Meditate on this, and we'll continue this thought next time when we talk about Jesus.